Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Good. What's up, baby?
You. You know, it's supposed to be rainy, but it's not rainy so far. It's nice out.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at you, Jay, and I'm looking at myself, and we both have on, like, sweaters. I got a sweatshirt on, you have a sweater on.
Yep.
And then I look outside, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's really hot out there.
It's so hot.
So I threw on short sleeves today, man. It's supposed to be 80 degrees today.
It's not cold.
Well, but it's nice. It's nice enough to wear a sweater.
I'm
you're wearing a sweater, and you're not sweating.
So well, I was sweating when I came in.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, from outside, obviously. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's how they get you, though. You're like, oh, it's 95 degrees outside. Why are you wearing a turtleneck? Because it's 5 degrees in here. That's
why. The way I like it. No, like Mr. Freeze from
Batman.
It makes
me want to go to bed.
No, it's really good. It's a nice conditions inside the studio. Yeah. Feels good.
You watching any good shows lately? Because last night I finally finished Succession. Super happy about it.
No, I've been on the road.
I see you, Tom. I see you working, Tom. You guys have no idea who I'm talking about. You guys
nothing. I don't watch Succession.
You guys don't watch Succession.
I am in the middle of
all?
No, not at all. I cut it off halfway through the first episode. But I'm impatient with shows. I maybe should give it another shot. I'm watching a great show recently.
The Last Kingdom.
The Last Kingdom.
I put you on that, Max.
No, you didn't.
Max,
A friend of mine did, but it wasn't you.
I told you about The Last Kingdom last year.
Well, but maybe, but you didn't put, but that's not when I started watching it.
You didn't listen to me.
I don't know, but you've told me a lot of recommendations, so like I don't remember that one.
I could put you on a show, Buried in the Backyard.
I don't like that stuff.
I'm Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
Buried in the Backyard.
Why would I want to watch Buried in the Backyard?
She was crazy.
It's too real.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, you always on some forensic stuff.
Yeah, I watched it last night. She really did her husband in and buried him in the backyard.
I don't want to watch that.
What the hell? She's living there with the kids and stuff.
Why do you only
people
like watching killing mysteries that are real?
No,
why
real.
Do I? That's my point.
Stuff like that.
I don't want to watch things that actually
occur. I know. I'm not doing it, so it doesn't bother me. So I'm not worried about it.
But it can be done to you.
No, I'm not worried about that.
I could tell you this: Last Kingdom is the best show I've seen since BMF, which was excellent. Also, that was excellent. Also, what else? What's your next one, Jay?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm looking for some good recommendations out there.
What good what?
Recommendations.
Oh, because you put some accent in a weird place on that word. You said recommendations or something.
I didn't say recommendations.
I don't know.
I said
something.
Recommendations.
I don't know. I want to hear a replay
this
on that
dude,
one.
This dude, am I right? He used the word yesterday. Nobody in the studio.
Verboten.
Nobody all over the world. Everybody was trying to figure out.
He's the English teacher. He can't help but correct other people.
Yeah.
No,
when they misspeak.
It's lonely
we were
at the top,
a,
guys, yes.
We were having a conversation with Jim Miller, senior vice president of something with the NFL. I can't even think off the top of my head. But
we're talking about rules as it applies to gambling and stuff.
Things of that nature. He went into full, I'm going to challenge you in lawyering up this situation.
No.
I was like.
No, I just wanted to know, and he gave a good answer.
No, I know that, but it was just funny. We're sitting here listening. He said, we're like, huh? Everybody started trying to figure it out. Like, okay.
But I define as soon as I used the word, I realized I had to define it. But just simply the idea that what are you like? The NFL is obviously protecting the integrity of the game, but that's not the only game they're protecting the integrity of. The derivative game is the gambling, and they're also protecting that. So I wanted some clarification based on the logic he was using. What game are we protecting here? What's the primary focus? And he said the primary focus is the integrity of the actual.
But it was the word that you used, not the way
verboten
you explained
is what I said, which means
verboten.
Not allowed.
And, you know, we all was like, huh?
You know what else is verboten? All right, listen. Jay, I understand you have come up with a question for this segment. It says right here on the screen, this is Jay's idea. That's what it says on the screen. They put it on the screen.
Max,
will you just read it, please?
Which team would you like to see on Hard Knocks and why? Jay, since you came up with the question, I'll ask you, Key. Which team would you like to see on Hard Knocks and why?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I've been thinking about it because I'm trying to figure out personalities. I probably would like to see the Jets on Hard Knocks. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Garrett Wilson, who likes to – young receiver, likes to get out and mix it up. You got Sauce Gardner. You got a coach in Salah. I think that would be an interesting way of. I think the Jets would be number one to me.
Well, pony up, because they're on the next season of Hard Knocks. It's the Jets. Hence why we're talking about this, right? Like, that's why I think this is so interesting, because you're seeing, obviously, like, Robert Saleh and company, they're kind of like trying to push it away. Like, they don't want that type of attention. But for me, that's blockbuster TV. So I would agree with you, Key. I think the Jets, it's great to follow around Aaron Rodgers, everything happening with the team, Garrett Wilson, how they're actually hitting the ground running, and the expectations on this team in the NFC East and how they're getting ready for it. I got another one for you, though. That thing would be incredible to watch.
Can I guess?
All the drama coming from this offseason with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I wasn't going to guess that.
It's the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
It's the Baltimore Ravens.
I got another one.
You finally give them a five-year, $260 million deal. You have a new OC in place in Tom Monken. Like, how is the passing
OBJ
game?
OBJ is there.
OBJ is there. Finally, Odell is there. I mean, I think all that stuff around, like, are they Super Bowl bust? And by the way, he's 45-16. He's the fourth best of any QB in the Super Bowl era, trailing only Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Roger Staubach.
And by the way, that's misleading. It's misleadingly bad. He's much better than that. He had fourth quarter leads in every game he played in this year. Everyone on the team is hurt. He has 45-16 on a team that's rarely healthy.
The 49ers would be another one because of the quarterback controversy that, you know, with Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold and Trey Lance.
How about an obvious one? The Broncos.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson.
Sean Payton coming in. No more office. I would have liked to see all that.
No more office.
I would have liked to see in a Hard Knocks that included all that. Sean Payton, what does it look like when a dude like Sean Payton gets to a mess and starts to clean it up?
Denver is a good one. Denver's certainly a good one. Another good one is Philadelphia. The Eagles will be a good one to see just because it probably won't be all that exciting to people because they want to see the drama behind it, and their team is pretty much stacked. There's not a lot of holes that they need to fill. They don't need to make a lot of decisions on, you know, you already know, hey, we got 42 people.
Right.
The other 10 we'll figure out later, opposed to I got to find 20-something plus guys. But I would like to see them and just see Jalen Hurts out there in the world. Carolina Panthers would be another one. And the reason why, because of Bryce Young to me. I want to see that.
I don't want to see
Panthers
either.
Top three Jets, like in no particular order.
You don't want to see Carolina and Bryce?
No.
Jets, no. Ravens, and Broncos in some order?
Yes.
I agree, but wait a minute. Guys, Hard Knocks is such a great concept. Hold on. What about the Patriots? Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, new OC for Mac Jones. Belichick hasn't
you're
made
not,
the play.
You're not getting anything, though.
He's all not right, giving you true. Anything
you're
at
not
all.
Getting from not just him, from nobody.
So rank those three that we just came up with. If you had to rank them in order of what you think.
I would go Jets, Baltimore, 49ers.
I would go Baltimore.
No, actually,
I would go first.
I would go Jets, 49ers, Broncos.
I'd go Jets, Broncos, but I don't think I would take 49ers or Ravens if I had to go next. Like, it might be. Boy, there are a lot of.
How would you not go Ravens?
Yeah, how could you not
go
Ravens?
How could you not go to one of the most talked about quarterbacks?
You got OBJ, a big personality.
Lamar, yeah, maybe it is Ravens. You may have talked me into it.
You don't know Trey Flowers yet, but he has a crazy personality.
They have all these players coming off injury.
What about the Browns with Deshaun Watson in his first full year there?
Not gonna
get
anything.
But not the same.
And you're not gonna get anything.
Not the same.
You're gonna get zero.
You're gonna get a lot from Lamar.
Yeah.
Lamar
all right,
will keep it a buck with you.
You bent my rubber arm. Broncos, Raiders, Ravens to me.
In my bonus pick, I didn't want to do it because then I would be accused of being a homer. The New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. I'm done with you in New Orleans.
I'm not
hating.
I would like to see the Saints.
I've heard about them a lot ever since we started doing the show. And it's always let me down.
Yeah, Saints ain't going.
You let me down.
Hurt.
That's fine. But it's let me down.
Oh, you guys are so haters.
What about the Dolphins?
It's not hating.
What about Miami?
It's not hating.
Miami, Tua with the concussions. Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
But you're really not going to see that much in like training camp. Right?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Okay.
Tyreek Waddle. They got it. But Jalen Ramsey.
That's a big one.
It's
Miami.
Yeah,
that's hot.
It's that one.
Denver might though. Denver might. Denver's starting to win me over, though.
Yeah,
no,
man.
But Denver, Sean only reason Payton. Is just Sean and.
The problem is you missed the best part already, which is Sean coming
true.
In.
True, yeah.
Sean and Russell Wilson, cool, but I take them off the list, and I put Miami in there. Because what I'm looking for personalities.
Tyreek,
I got Tyreek, I got Jalen Ramsey, I got Xavier Howard, I got Tua, and I got the coach. Mm-hmm. The coach vapes on the sideline. Like, come on.
Sure. Like, I mean, like, but I'm also seriously looking to see how everybody deals with Russell Wilson's mentality.
Yes.
If that's changed, how they interact with it. I just want to be a fly on the wall. Maybe that we could say Denver's great for social media. Well, we can do the hard knocks on social media for Denver.
It would have been if they could have caught Sean Payton coming in the door. So first you set it up quickly, what a mess last season was. Then you pick it up with Sean Payton coming into the building and all the changes that would be made. I would love to see that.
I mean, Miami's hot, though, because if you were to go back
Man,
to last
Miami.
Year with Tua.
I'm putting them Miami, in there because you just got to think about – you have to think personality.
But do we agree that the Jets are number one?
Yeah, because – yeah, they would be number one for me. Because
Jets
got to
be number one. Aaron Rodgers' first new team. The Jets are stacked. It's New York, come on.
You could ask him about the conference. You could. It's all
on the contract, though. Is Aaron doing ayahuasca during the training camp? That's what I need to know.
Well, he said
he's opened up his third eye.
According to him, he went from 26 touchdowns and 4 interceptions to like 46 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Like, are we continuing the process?
Could have been the second year in an offense, but okay, maybe it's the ayahuasca.
There's a lot there to unpack.
Call it a tunnel.
888-SAY-ESPN. 729-3776. You could see any team on Hard Knocks.
Tell us why.
Dolphins.
Make a case.
Ravens. Broncos.
Why are you pausing so long in between?
Why did it get just dark outside?
We have 10 more seconds.
What?
888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Which team would you like to see on Hard Knocks?
Feel good,
and
right
why?
Now.
Like I need to. So our suggestions are the Jets are the subject, and that's probably the best one. Broncos, Dolphins,
well, they're actually
Ravens.
Doing one on the Jets.
Yeah, I said, right. Yeah. That's the subject. They're actually the subject of the show, and that's probably the best choice.
Mm-hmm.
But Broncos, Ravens, Dolphins, who
Dolphins
else?
Dolphins is a good
could
one.
Be
a,
yeah, it could
yeah,
be live.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
South Beach, that whole scene.
It's just
everybody's down in Miami and Florida now these days, post-pandemic.
You got personalities on both sides of the ball, and the coach is quite funny. The coach is a.
By the way, it hasn't been confirmed that that's the Jets.
I don't know,
speculation.
I don't know if it's the Jets or not. I just said I would like to take the Jets,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, I mean, I like to look at the Jets. I don't know if it's confirmed or not.
Eric in North Carolina, who'd you like to see on Hard Knocks?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
He's in North Carolina. Who do you think?
I want to let's go back to the Panthers. I mean, there's three things. You've got the offense is going to be a lot more dynamic than I think everyone thinks. You got the coaching staff, Deuce Staley. Don't you want to see him back on Hard Knocks? He was awesome last year. And then you got the defense. It's going to be a young, talented, skilled defense that is going to shock the NFL. And Keyshawn, my arm's gotten a lot better since I threw you those passes. See y'all later.
Oh, you threw us those passes down North Carolina, down in Durham? Oh, he hung up.
He hung up.
Oh, I think that's when we did the you and I went down to Durham. That's where you and I played a couple 2-on-2. We did the shooting contest, and we also threw – yeah.
Yeah, and I was he was throwing me passes inside the bubble or whatever.
Yeah, at Duke,
I mean, listen, the intrigue about Bryce Young, the size and all that, the number one pick, I get it.
But that's pretty much it, though.
Yep, yeah. that's my issue.
Yeah, I don't. Frank Reich's not going to give me anything.
Right. Doesn't do it for me on a national level.
Right, right.
I'm going to sleep.
Like a local level, like great. I'll watch Hard Knocks on the local news of the Panthers.
If I told
that's
you
real. What
Jay, if I told you Thomas
local
was
news.
What?
Key was able to predict who the last caller was going to say based on where he was. If I told you Thomas from Maryland had a thought about who should it be, ooh, do you think you might be able to guess which team he wants to see?
Yes,
there's two teams in that area though.
Thomas,
yeah, but there's one team that has a lot of
lot going on. Thomas, you are on KJM ESPN Not Radio. Bad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, you guys could probably guess it. It's going to be the Ravens. I would love to see the Ravens. They're your originators. Let's bring them back, not only because of the Lamar Jackson contract and all the new weapons, just the fact that they haven't lost a preseason game in 4 years. That'll be nice to see week to week. I just want to know what y'all thought about that.
So I was the one I said, look, I'm with you, man, Tom. I'm with you on the Ravens. I think
Ravens,
the way we talked about Lamar Jackson this year, the type of pressure that is on Lamar. I mean, if we're built, if media is starting to build pressure on Joel Embiid, then how is there not pressure on Lamar Jackson?
I talked about that yesterday. I talked about it yesterday about pressure on Lamar. When you think about the contract, as you mentioned, Jay, the receivers they bring in, the offensive coordinator they bring in, and the fact that he went about getting his contract the way that he needed to, that rubbed some people the wrong way over time. Yeah, they're going to put the pressure on him. Mm-hmm. They certainly are.
You know, there's an obvious one we haven't mentioned.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm,
no, no, guys.
I've seen it.
I get it. But let's be honest. it's good. Jerry Jones, coach just threw his OC overboard. He's got the play call. Dak Prescott, what's going to happen? Come on.
Yeah, the Cowboys are a good one, but I've seen it. But
Micah Parsons, you talk about big personalities.
No, but I've seen it.
I mean,
it.
I feel like we should treat the Dallas Cowboys like we treat John Wick or Fast and Furious. Just like have Fast and Furious 35. Like every there should always be something.
In other words, it goes without saying.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, without saying. Like,
they should
have their own franchise.
You see Hard Knocks on the Cowboys literally every single day.
That's what I'm saying. That's what media is.
Yeah, but somehow seeing the a little like pushing a little behind the scenes would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see it all the time.
You know, I always want to see Giants. If you had Hard Knocks on the Giants, I don't want it on the Giants because it's disruptive, actually. But as a fan, of course.
When Pat Costello jumps in my ear and says Fast and Furious, best franchise movie.
Have you ever seen a Fast and Furious?
Best what? Movie I've franchise of all time. All right, they're the
what's
best.
What's so good about it? Tell me. I've never seen it.
They're just
what?
Wildly
same thing every movie.
And what is it? What's the premise?
Entertaining.
Cars. Yes, same
racing
thing.
Racing cars in streets and countries.
No. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Have you seen one?
I've probably seen the very first one, and that was how long
I haven't
ago.
Seen any, so I don't know even what they're about.
I said probably.
Yeah.
They were about one. Car racing. Now they're like heist movies and action movies.
All right, sounds pretty good.
They're awesome.
No, I like a heist movie and an action movie.
Max, they sent two people to space to race in a car.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Vin
Wait,
Diesel.
On the moon or in space?
In space.
Yeah. The Rock.
But there's no friction.
The
how
Rock.
Are they racing?
The
it's jets
well.
Propulsion?
Max, they were in a Pinto. It's fine. I don't know how it happened. And then I saw.
So do you like
Vin,
it, Yates?
Nah, because I was cool. I was with it at first, and then I saw Vin Diesel catch. Like, he caught.
He can't be killed.
No.
He can't.
Jay, the man caught a vehicle in the air while standing on top of another vehicle, driving extremely fast.
In space or on the Earth?
On the I-95, I guess. I'm like, what are we doing here? This guy's catching cars
making
now?
Great movies is what they're
by
doing.
By the way, you guys are talking me into watching this, actually. It sounds pretty good.
Not a chance.
You don't want to see two people flying in space. Like, yo, how do we get here?
That's a vacation thing. You have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch
it. Like
one.
White noise.
Yeah, nothing.
Joe in New York wants to watch a certain team on Hard Knocks. Which one, Joe?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. You know, as much as I would love to see those New York teams you've been talking about, you know, they're going to be getting extensive media coverage regardless. I want to see a team, you know, who is about to make that leap, I think, and, you know, made a huge leap last year, and that is the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence.
with a Super Bowl coach. I get it. I'd be interested in the Jags.
Yeah, but
not like, as interested in some other teams. But
yeah, I think I would be interested, but not the same interest level as the three or four other teams we may mention of.
Or five. Yeah.
Hard pass.
Hard pass, not hard knocks?
Hard pass.
You giving a hard pass to that hard knocks?
No, that's a new series. Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. Hard pass. Not even, I wouldn't waste 5 minutes trying to watch the Jaguars at hard knocks.
Ray in California has an idea.
Or, no.
What up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, don't lie to yourself, guys. You guys know you want to see America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, on hard knocks. If the NFL could, they'd have them on every year just because everything in today is all about the viewership and America's team attracts everyone, baby. Go Cowboys.
What part of California are you from?
Fresno, sadly.
No, there's nothing wrong with Fresno. I was up in Fresno not too long ago.
Guys, I have a couple other thoughts now. When he said America's team, the real America's team to me is the Green Bay Packers. What about the Packers' first year with Jordan Love? You get to see, if Jordan Love turns into a great quarterback, you get to see the beginning of it right now. Like when he gets the ball finally.
But
here are the keys.
I don't need to see coaching. I don't need to see that.
About the Chicago Bears with Justin Fields and sort of a, I would say it's a make or break year in the sense that you need to see him take the next step now.
I don't want to see coaching.
You don't want to see Justin Fields in the Bears?
You're going to get coaching, but I don't need it to be predominantly coaching. I need personality.
I'm going to stay in the NFC North.
Before you give another one, Max. Yeah. Because you're giving a lot of teams.
He gave us 32 teams.
You gave us 30 teams already.
I like all of them.
I do. I know you do. I was thinking, when you said America's team,
yeah,
could we have America's team be a moving target that changes each and every year as the team that it feels like there's a consensus that this country gets behind? Can you make a case that Cincinnati is becoming America's team?
Or maybe Buffalo last year because of that game against Cincinnati.
Because of that game, right? Like, there's certain teams like that, like Joe Burrow, personality. Like, they've been so close. Maybe not as much. Josh Allen. Like,
I would love
who's America's new team?
Buffalo might be the answer. They haven't gotten to the Super Bowl every year. It's going to be their year.
This history of how they've been so close.
Hamlin, the whole thing. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, new defensive coordinator, new stadium coming. That would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I'm not done with the NFC North.
This guy's going to go through every team.
That's right. No, not the Vikings. I don't care about the Vikings. But I do think the Lions would be interesting. That's a fiery coach. That's a quarterback who's been around. That's an offense that's ascending. A lot of people think they could be a Super Bowl threat this year.
Are they your top
five? I don't know who a lot of people are, but okay.
Well, okay, what would your top five be?
Well, you can't just answer my question with another question.
You want my top five?
Well, I just
number
asked
one,
you,
Jets.
They...
Number two, Broncos. Number three, Dolphins. Number four, Ravens. Number five,
Cowboys.
Not a lot of slots in that top five, huh? Number five, I would have to go. Ooh, maybe you guys talked me into the Bills. Maybe five would be the Bills for me. That'd be my five.
I would go one Ravens, two Jets, three Dolphins, four Broncos, five Bills.
So same five, different order.
Yes.
My order is better. What's your order?
I don't have an order.
My order is better.
Are the Packers a I think we could all agree I have the best order. Are the Packers a sneaky playoff team, KJM?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Willimax, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And we are joined now by Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL writer. Morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Max. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. By the way, you can get more from Jeremy on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern. How big is the gap, do you think, Jeremy, between the Eagles and Cowboys?
I don't think there's a gap at all. I got the Cowboys winning the NFC East this year. I believe they're 20 deep on defense, one of the deepest defenses in the entire NFL. Obviously, Micah Parsons, a bunch of other marquee guys. They have a top 10 player in nearly every position, offense or defense. Dak Prescott still has to prove he can limit those turnovers. I believe that they will. Tony Pollard as a lead back will get it done. It's going to be close. Philly's got a better roster on paper, better offensive line. Several positions are probably a little stronger, but Dallas is due, and they're back-to-back 12-win seasons coming into this year.
I mean, that's not far off. I wouldn't poo-poo that at all. I think Dallas certainly has the potential. It just all depends on, can they stay healthy? Is Pollard coming back healthy? You know, what do they have enough offensive weapons to help Dak Prescott out?
Eagles lost both their coordinators, although Cowboys have a new offensive coordinator, too.
So we'll see. We'll see what that's going to be.
Jeremy, we were having a conversation, and it turned into us giving our top three or top four list. And it's not going to ask you for any insider information, but I'm just curious here. If you were to have a team being followed by Hard Knocks for this upcoming season, who do you think is the most intriguing storyline that you think would just – blow up virally with social media and with viewers?
Ooh. Let's see. The Jets have to be one. I don't know if it sounds like the Jets don't want to do Hard Knocks, but they might be cornered into doing Hard Knocks. The league would love that. Huge market. The intrigue, Aaron Rodgers, who's a massive personality. How has he ingratiated himself in New York? But the vibes there are very good. They might be almost too good. You need a little bit of drama and some turmoil. Dallas might have a little bit of that. They're always fascinating. Cleveland always has that sort of intrigue and drama. It's sort of low key, but they have a huge fan base. Deshaun Watson, is he going to break out this year? That would be fascinating to me. And then the Giants would be a good one because of Saquon Barkley. I mean, that's really the contract coming down the pipe. Can they get that to the finish line? A marquee guy, sort of face of the franchise. He's not happy right now. Can they get it done? And would he even be at training camp?
And they have a personality in Thibodeau.
The Giants could be. It's a big market and everything. Dan and I, Jeremy, we both, Dan Orlovsky and myself, we both think that the Green Bay Packers are going to be pretty good this year despite not having almost called him Brett Favre, but Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position, 10 or 11 games.
Yeah.
Are they a sneaky sort of kind of like playoff team, or are we far off?
No, you're not far off. I have them as like a fringe playoff team, say anywhere from 8 to 10 wins. I don't have them as a contender just yet. Not sure if they're proven enough on offense with the quarterback. But Jordan Love, they clearly feel that he's gotten himself ready. Somewhere between year 2 and 3 behind the scenes, it started to click for him where they could move on from Aaron Rodgers. Still two great running backs, pretty good offensive line, some of those young weapons. They've invested draft picks at wide receiver and tight end. And then the defense has had, like, a ton of first-round picks. So they just didn't get it done last year. But 2 years ago, that was a top-shelf defense. So if they can get back to that, they'll be in great shape, and they'll support their quarterback.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL writer with us. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Jeremy, you know, in the NFL, it's tough sometimes to distinguish between, and we used to play a game on this show, what was it, brand or reality, right? I forgot what we called it, but the idea was, how much of this guy is still a brand that we're selling, and how much is he still the same guy? You have two guys like that on the free agent market right now. Dalvin Cook and DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Both big names, but who is the biggest impact player, as they say nowadays?
Among those two, I would say, boy, Dalvin Cook's only 27, turns 28 in August. Mm-hmm. Still a top 10 player at his position. I think that's pretty clear. Been productive. Now he's got his shoulder fixed. He had a torn labrum that he had repaired this offseason, so he should be able to absorb contact a little better, in theory at least. That shoulder's been bothering him for quite some time. But if he can go to a place where he doesn't have to carry it 250 times and he can sort of share a workload, I think that's why the Jets are interesting, because they have Breece Hall coming back from that ACL. Hall is a bell cow type back, but you compare him with Cook.
or in New England. You know, you compare him with Ramondre Stevenson. That would be deadly. At the same time, receiver's probably more important now than running back, and those guys get paid more. They can make a quicker impact because of the pass-happy offenses around the league, which is why Hopkins will probably get a little more money, I'm guessing, than Cook might. But I would give Cook the advantage just based on his pedigree being a little higher at this stage in his career than Hopkins, who's widely considered no longer a top 10 receiver.
When do you anticipate these guys getting into or getting signed and being in training camp?
Yeah. I do think Key will be right before camp or around there. Even talking to teams last night who have done their homework on, say, Dalvin Cook, they believe he'll be closer to camp. There's no reason to really rush into it, especially with Cook at running back, because you have three guys on the franchise tag in Tony Pollard, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. Those are three new running back comps, whether they sign their tag or have to stay on the tag or get a long-term deal. So that can sort of shape your market a little bit. And I've continued to hear that Hopkins is comfortable waiting. You know, he knows Tennessee's interested. He met with them. He knows New England's still interested. I was told there's definitely mutual interest between the two sides when he went to New England and visited there. There was some optimism. Nothing's come of it yet. He could be sort of just waiting for a contender to pop open, right? Like, look, I still think of the Chiefs, who were linked to him a few months back. You know, they got Chris Jones, their defensive tackle, at a $28 million cap hit. If they can get a contract done with him, that greatly reduces the cap, gets them some money, where they could go after another option in free agency if they want to.
Jeremy, would a place like Miami for Dalvin Cook be the move?
Well, it makes sense on some levels because he's been linked there. Teams I talked to believe he's probably going to end up there at some point because they believe that he wants to play there, or at least has an interest in going there. From there, trains there, would love to put on that Dolphins uniform once and for all. You know, they've loaded up a little bit there where they've re-signed two of their running backs and they drafted a running back in the third round. So it's not like they're desperate here, and it's not like they have a ton of money, but there should be something they could work out on a 1 or 2 year deal where it's reasonable. He'd be great for that system with Mike McDaniel. So if I had to pick a team that I would predict, I would say Miami. But I got some AFC East flavor between New England, the Jets, and Miami. I think there's at least some mild interest there.
Give Mike McDaniel a shiny new toy with all the other toys to play with. That is Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. More from him on Get Up in about 19 minutes. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So the top 25 men's college basketball players of the past 25 years. A guy in his basement somewhere had a list, and Jay Will was ranked too low, but we had him on the show. He's a nice guy.
Oh, when was
he? He wasn't doing it maliciously. He just ranked Jay too low.
It was a while ago. Maybe, yeah. What, 2 months ago?
More than 2 months.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right.
Yeah. But anyway, on this list, you might finally be ranked correctly, Jay. Or what? Look, who's too high, too low? Here's how they were selected. Listen to this criteria for a second. This goes beyond resumes. It's about talent, skill, dominance, and impact. The past 25 years feature an interesting mix of stars, from veterans who bucked the 1990s trend of turning pro right out of high school to young players who lasted a season in the one-and-done era. The latter group has an advantage here. Jay, you're at a disadvantage. The latter group, meaning the one-and-dones, have an advantage over the ones who played multiple years. Here's the reason. Because we can only imagine what they might have done with 3 or 4 years of college basketball. While the former, that's you, Jay, you're in that group, is competing for spots against a strong list of their peers who also enjoyed significant achievements, longevity, and consistency. So going into this, Jay, they are acknowledging that someone like you is at a disadvantage. Let's see what this ranking, how this ranking goes. Number one, Kevin Durant. There's a one and done. Number two, Anthony Davis, who was a champion. Number three, Zion Williamson, another one and done. They all have advantages over Jay because they only played one season. Jay, you're four. You're the first one who played multiple seasons, and you're right ahead of Steph Curry, Tyler Hansbrough, J.J. Redick, Carmelo Anthony at eight. I think that's a little low. Kenyon Martin, Trae Young, and Michael Beasley at 11. It keeps going. Dwayne Wade at 12, Battier at 13, et cetera, et cetera. You want to go through the whole top 20? We can. Richard Hamilton, 14. Elton Brand, 15. Okafor, 16. Doug McDermott, 17. Blake Griffin, 18. Buddy Hield, 19. And Kemba Walker, 20. What do you think, Key?
There's some more, Max.
I'm not going to keep going to 25. John Wall, Evan Turner, Adam Morrison, Jimmer Fredette, and Jalen Brunson round out the top 25.
He played a little bit longer than some of these other guys, but for me, I don't care that he played longer. That's not his fault.
But their criteria hurts him there.
I understand that, but it was also at an era where one-and-dones were not really there, you know, and not that Jay could have been a one-and-done. He probably could have been a one-and-done, you know, because if you think about the one-and-dones, they really don't have to do all that much in that year.
Right.
Because they've already scouted you from high school, so they've already got in their mind, okay, he's going to develop. But, you know, for me, he'd be one. And that's not just because of here. Just his accolades alone. Dude, two-time player of the year, man. Come on, stop. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And a national champion.
And a national champion. And what did you play in, two national championships?
No, I played only in one.
Okay, and he won the one he played in. So when you look at the credentials, I mean, it doesn't even come close to me. I understand when you look at guys like Kevin Durant and stuff like that, but I'm looking at Zion, but I'm looking at the impact that he had at the university, in college basketball at the time that he played.
Yeah, and Jay, according to this list.
Let us do this.
According to this list.
Let us praise you right now, please.
According to this list, your position, because if you played in an era, which you did, where guys stayed more than a year, that hurts you. Plus, the guys only played 1 year. You just get to imagine what they might have done. And yet, you are still the first player who appears on the list who did play more than a year, fourth overall. How are you? And ahead of Steph Curry. How are you with the list?
Well, I wasn't the player like a Michael Beasley or a KD or a Melo or an AD my freshman year. Nowhere close, right? Or even Zion, the number that Zion put up. So, like, I have nothing but respect for those guys. So, for me, like, Kevin Durant is definitely number one or number two. I would probably have AD number one. I would just value winning a championship in 1 year. Granted, the pieces that you need around you to do that makes it so difficult in college basketball, but I give credence and weight to that. Mm-hmm. But KD and AD are number one, number two, in my opinion. It's hard for me to go. Because KD averaged 25, and I mean,
Jay, I got to put
25.8, man. His freshman year, like, KD was prolific.
Yeah.
Prolific and didn't have the strength, but still, skill set was so different.
And Melo sitting at eight, he won the championship his freshman year.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd have Melo higher.
Rank that a little bit higher.
Yeah, so.
Jay, I might have you on this list. I might have you one or two. KD played a year, didn't win a national title, didn't go first overall, and it's not like in his draft there was Yao Ming, right? You know, Greg Oden was not Yao Ming, not as a prospect, sorry. And I think I'd have you, I think AD, actually, and Carmelo. Carmelo did his thing and bounced and won the chip.
See, I would probably have Michael Beasley higher. Michael Beasley was a problem.
Way higher.
Was a problem.
Yeah,
in college. A little low. Was in, like, you know, so Tyler Hansbrough has, like, he is like the Christian Leitner of North Carolina. I get that. And I understand like what his resume looks like, obviously, but like from a talent and dominance perspective, I don't know, Michael Beasley is one of the most prolific scorers basketball has ever seen. He was different.
You may not have the freshman year.
Oh, I definitely had the sophomore, junior year.
That's what I'm saying, though. So I don't even.
Yeah, you shouldn't be penalized.
Yeah, stop.
And by the way, man, just because, well, this guy's at a certain level after 1 year, after 2 years, nothing. He may not have won a championship.
But I recognize, though, I played with Shane Battier. I played with, who was also on this list. I played with Mike Dunleavy.
I'm sorry,
Jr.
Where did you choose to go to school?
Duke.
That's part of your choice.
No, I understand that.
That's your choice to go to that situation.
Yeah, I understand. But I played on a loaded squad. Like, I actually think people actually really underrate.
I don't care what you say. Jay Will was a great college player.
I think people really underrate our squad, though. Like, Boozer was a perennial all-star.
You think they're underrated?
I think our squad is. When people start comparing our squad to other squads in history, I think Boozer was a perennial all-star. Mike Dunleavy was the third pick in the draft. Shane Batty was the fourth pick in the draft. Chris Duhon played 10-plus years in the league.
But you don't think that's recognized?
I don't think it's recognized on the dominance of our team in the history of dominant teams.
And that's probably
it was one of the bad. I joke with J.J. Redick. I actually give J.J. Redick a lot of credit. J.J. Redick played nowhere close to the talent. So, like, my thing is, when I came off a pick and roll, I think I was dominant. But how are you guarding that? How are you guarding that with Shane and with Carlos and Chris Duhon? As opposed to I'm looking at J.J.'s lineups and his teams. Our teams on paper look very, very different.
What do you think about where you're ranked here? I think you are. I think it's a respectful ranking.
All that up
I think
to
you're
everybody
a touch
else.
Low. A
I'll
touch
leave all
low.
That up to you guys.
You
I'm
have
not
certain
talk
feelings about it.
Ranking.
A touch low?
No, I don't give that. I'll leave it all up to you guys.
Jay, Will, a touch
that.
Low?
Wait, hold on, Max. Jay, yes. On Sunday, I'm actually producing Myron, and I'm going to need you to go ahead and crush his list so we can react to it, please. Thanks.
No,
what do you
I'm
think? He a touch low
you
for Jay?
You guys can do that. Other people can do that.
You
well,
coward.
Two-time player of the year plus a national champ.
First of all, for me, he would be one. But if you want to put him in the top three, he in the top three. If you want to put some of the other guys that were a problem and all that other
see,
stuff.
See, I see this list. I think their criteria is not.
Championship means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And two-time player of the damn year.
So
I don't
just
care
clarify.
What you say. Like I said, let us do
I
this.
Stole one. National Player of the Year award. Shane got every other one my sophomore year.
I got it.
I still won.
But no one else has done that who hasn't been a big basically ever. Jay, this list, the criteria to me is a little backward. I'm not taking credit away from you for staying in school and learning how to become a champion. You should get extra credit for that.
You're going to stay in school if you're Jay and you went to Duke. There's two things you're going to get. You're going to get great education and a lot of money. It's two things. So why wouldn't you stay?
I hadn't
what
thought
this guy
that.
What?
Take a pay cut, go
NIL
to the league.
NIL before NIL.
Are the 76ers NIL. About to force Embiid to ask out? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.